The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 8th of August, 2022, in case you missed out on that one. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I have Nathan at the helm today, so be no Nathan jokes this morning.
Good morning.
Usually we tell them why you're not here. So, so what's the weather look like?
Oh, the weather today. Well, today is sunny and hot with a high near 98. Tonight is mostly clear with a low around 67. Tuesday is going to be sunny with a high near 94. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 63. Wednesday, high with a near... sunny, high with near 91. Wednesday night, mostly clear, with a low around 65. Thursday, sunny and hot, with a high near 96. Thursday night, clear, mostly clear, with a low around 67. Friday, sunny and hot again, with a high near 99. And Friday night, mostly clear, low around 68.
Well, so it's not going to be in the hundreds this week. That's good news.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Well, there. Well, you know, I did see something on Channel 7 where there's a low altitude and a low pressure front and a high pressure front, and they're arguing about which way Redding should go, but it looks like the low pressure won if we're going to be in the 90s this week. The weather report's always brought to you, though, by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson and have been in the business well over two decades. Since all the propane comes out of one tank somewhere in Central California, it all comes down to customer service, and that's where Shasta Gas Propane has been so successful. They treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business, and it gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, Nathan, what'd you do? Nathan, what'd you do during the weekend?
I actually had a nice barbecue and had some friends over. We all just had a bunch of friends and family and had a great weekend, actually.
Well, you know, that's good. So it was a little warm, but not too bad. So I was off Friday, and for some of you know, it was my birthday. And
I was going to say, I did not see you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And I appreciate, you know, Facebook, it just goes crazy on there. And I appreciate, the comments and the well wishes and all that. And that was, I was going to either get up really early Friday or I was going to sleep in. So after weighing both options, I slept. And Linda, never even heard Linda. She was straight out to the horse. But I want to talk. You talked about a barbecue. Did you do your own barbecue?
My brother's better than I am, so I let him barbecue.
And what did you have?
This was just burgers and hot dogs and stuff. Nothing crazy.
Something that we can all do well. I had, I got barbecue ribs, spare ribs,
nice.
Baby backs, from right next door, from Odell's Master Barbecue. And, or barbecue craft barbecue, Odell's. Now remember that name because I think of myself as kind of a, you know, unpaid connoisseur of baby back ribs. I'm not crazy about the beef ribs, but baby back ribs, been having them my whole life. And I used to watch my dad cook them for hours, right? And, I can cook ribs, but it's a 2-day affair. Getting the ribs, preparing the ribs, cooking the ribs so they're perfect. Well, you know how you can buy some barbecue ribs and the meat kind of falls off You know, like they boiled, right. like they boiled it, and
right.
then they put it. You know, I don't like ribs like that. No. The when you read about how ribs should be from judges and other connoisseurs, they should be. The meat should be firm on still on the bone. That's you bite and it comes off easily, but you bite it, and I mean, it's not like it's you have to fight it off the bone there.
Did you use a rub or did you get a sauce?
Well, these had a rub on them, and then they give you sauce, so you can add sauce to it. And let me tell you, my friends, if you're looking for the best, and I've tried them from many places around here, if you're looking for some of the best ribs you're ever going to taste, go to O'Dell's. I mean, they have the stuff they have, the tri-tip and the pulled pork, it's great. But their barbecue ribs were some of the best I've ever tasted. So... shout out to Odell's Barbecue. I tried to take off from reading and following things going on. I don't watch the news at home. My in-laws were up this weekend, and they watch the news a lot. And I think I saw my father-in-law going into withdrawals. Because I don't even think the TV was on, but was not, I didn't have it, you know, attached to his hip watching the news. And he watches different kinds. He watches British news and, well, he watches two kinds, British and Fox. I said, well, do you ever watch CNN? He goes, why? Well, that's a good question, really. So catching back up on what's going on, and of course the passing of the Inflation Reduction Act. It's amazing how you can read two different news sources and get two totally diametrically opposed opinions. And these are from news sources, not opinion people, but from the news sources about this the Inflation Reduction Act, which, according to the Congressional Budget Office, that's not really true. Maybe a little over 10 years, but not a lot. And this is the Congressional Budget Office. This is supposed to be nonpartisan. There's a number of things we want to talk about today. That's going to be one of them. The other one is we've had sad news. It appears that Shameless O'Leary's is shutting down by August 22nd.
Really?
Yeah. See, and you ask yourself, well, yeah, they seem like they do well down there. Well, it turns out that Shameless has been having a problem with the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. So on, as they say, with heavy hearts, we are announcing that after over a decade of Irish fun and great memories, we'll be closing our doors Sunday, August 21st, after brunch. This is happening as the California Department of Alcohol Beverage Control will suspend the restaurant and pub's liquor license for 60 days starting August 22nd. They opened an investigation into the business after receiving complaints from the community and the Reading Police Department. ABC found that Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub was operating a disorderly premises and had become a drain on local law enforcement, the news release said. This is an Irish pub. Of course it's going to be a disorderly premise. I mean, if it wasn't, why would you call it Shameless O'Leary's, right? Am I looking at this too harshly from the law point of view?
You're talking to a former bartender, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. So Reading Police had to respond to the bar numerous times between March 2021 and March 2022 to address reports of DUIs, public intoxication, battery, discharge of a firearm, and obstructing a police officer. Well... discharging a fire. They didn't say anything about drugs. Now, if you remember, you remember Johnny's Cat House, right next door to Shameless O'Leary.
Yeah,
I mean it was right next door, and you know, and they got in trouble because you know people would dance on the bar, right? And then they got into problems. From what I understand, there was drugs being sold there, and they were fights, and there was just, well, when the Marine Color Guard came in, Mounted Color Guard came in many years ago, one of the first groups that came in, they were in Johnny's Cat House, and some guy picked a fight with one of the Marines right there and took a swing at him. And the fight ended right then. He missed, the Marine didn't. And the, but they shut that place down, but I understand drugs had something to do with that. But it doesn't say anything about drugs here. So, they're gonna open it, reopen it though. And with a, maybe a, they said that the restaurant closes August 21st, will be remodeled and rebranded. And under the same, under the statement, settlement, Shameless Ownership signed with the ABC, there will be new operating conditions after the 60-day suspension that requires, among other things, uniformed security guards at the business during certain hours.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, okay. It's a, I don't remember, I do, you know, I don't hang out there. And I don't go out there late at night and walk around to see what kind of problems they are. But it seems like we do have a problem with certain, you know, like there isn't a place here. We used to have like two dance areas, you know, two dance clubs and bars. Do you remember those? Two or three. They were all shut down because of fighting and fights out in the parking lot. And one of them, somebody got killed inside the bar getting punched. We seem to have a problem here in Reading. When you have a bar and something like this, that there is disorderly conduct, but I don't know. When I come back, I want to talk to you because you've been a bartender in big places for
years.
I want to talk to you about that when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Let me tell you, after this weekend, falling into a Sleep Number bed makes all the difference. It's hot. You're come home from just a day at work and just getting back and forth and then you're doing the extra things you're doing. I mean, you get tired. And so the one thing that you can count on in life is that when you lay down on your Sleep Number bed, my friends, you're going to sleep. You get to adjust the mattress to the firmness that you like. That works for you. And my Sleep Number setting is 75. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. Ted Leidy's Sleep Number setting is 100. He was talking about, oh yeah, I like a firm mattress. But you can make it any way you like. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. That's right. It ends today. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing. That ends today. Only over at our Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center. Go in and talk to any of the pros there. Lay on all the beds. Find the one that works for you, and you will find one. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has got the highest ratings from the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. It's one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. It's got the highest ratings from the Medicare and Medicaid services. It gets an A rating from a nationally, from an organization that ranks every hospital in the United States, A through F. And they've had A ratings the last two, on two successive times at Shasta Regional. What I'm trying to say is, this is a top rated hospital with superb medical care. Why not choose there to take care of you? Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, Nathan, you were a bartender. I mean, you were a bartender in the big time. You weren't like at the, I mean, not that the Hen House isn't a great place or Jack's, but you played in the big leagues over in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
So these problems, as one of our listeners just wrote, this seems to be Redding's history with the nightclubs over the years. Everyone has gone through the same history. Mm. And that's, you know, it's true. If you're, if you have a place that's kind of open to a younger public and you've got music and you've got, you know, a certain amount of raucous behavior or area there, it doesn't seem like they last. So what kind of, you know, you were, what are some of the places you've worked at? I mean, you sure, I'm sure you worked in casinos, but I'm sure you worked in other places.
Right. Well, I mean, so back in the day when I first started bartending, before I left Reading, I actually worked at these nightclubs here in Reading. And yeah, they were a little rough and tumble. They weren't like a local casual bar. So it's a different vibe and a different feel. So
okay, and in what way? Was it just that people came in there looking to start trouble? Or
there was that. It was a younger element where a lot of the bars in Vegas and everything, they tend to go with more mature audiences that are more willing to listen and have a conversation than start with fists. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. So did y'all have bouncers there and everything?
Yes. Like, when I worked in the forum shops, there were bouncers there. Well, it was just, you had to go through three layers of security, basically, to get there at the time. And then...
So that's where it starts, right? I mean, right at the door.
Right at the door.
And you've got to have somebody there that's watching as they're walking in.
And then the bartenders have got to be on point so that they aren't over-serving too often and, you know, that they don't over-serve at all, actually.
Well, there's
it's just
this,
hard.
There's this new law that every bartender has to go through a training session. I remember talking about it on the show several weeks ago, that every bartender or anybody that serves alcohol has to go through a certain training now to recognize, you know, people that have been drinking and, you know, to keep people from, you know, giving them that one drink too many.
Right. Those rules and practices have been around for a while. I mean, they keep updating them and trying to get them up to, you know, up to point to try and keep everything, you know, to a manageable area.
Have you ever worked in a bucket of blood, as we used to call them?
He's talking about what I call the dive bar.
I like to call them a place after you've been riding your motorcycle.
Right.
When you put the kickstand down for the day and go in there with your buddies.
Right.
So have you worked in
those? I have worked at a couple of those. And honestly, they are lots of fun. Those bars are lots of fun to be around. There's lots of great people there, too. But yeah, it is a little bit more rough and tumble.
Well, so if you were running the bar, and it was a place, have you ever been to Shameless?
No, not since I moved back, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've gone in there on Saturday nights, and I've never noticed it. In fact, it was after the rodeo. Rolled in there after the rodeo to go in. And, there were some cowboys in there, and there were groups of people in there, and it didn't seem like it was wild and crazy. But then we left there because we really couldn't get anything to eat at that time. Went down to a little taco place right on the corner there.
Right. It was open?
Oh, yeah, it was open. And it was crammed with people, but we got there right at the right time. But I was watching what was going on outside, and...
That's where a lot of the trouble starts.
Oh, my God, there on the corner. There's this lady that was just a younger lady. She was gone. She was just gone, and her friends are trying to hang on to her. And then walking out, and there was a number of people on the sidewalk, but it wasn't nobody's pushing or shoving or anything. They were just people having a good time. But if it goes bad, does it go bad quick? Or can you, as somebody that does this for a living, can you kind of watch it, and you're saying, this is going to be a problem?
You know. Like, you see a group of people coming in, and you instantly take into account of, like, all right, they've got three friends. This one is obviously not handling their liquor right. And then you try and start them with water. You try and start them and be like, all right, let's give them an hour. Let's give them half an hour to, like, calm down and see what's going to happen. Because you don't know sometimes. You don't know if it's just them being emotional or what.
How about bachelorette parties?
I mean, they can be really fun. They can be... So, bachelorette parties tend to do a lot of wild, weird shots. And they're all very sticky.
What, sticky?
Yes.
Because you're spilling it on them?
Yes. Everywhere.
Okay, what's a wild, weird shot?
They make them up, but and I don't know if I can say the names on air, so I'm going to refrain from a couple of them.
Okay. Yeah, I know some of those. And
All right.
I mean, I've heard of a couple of those. And but so they order these, and they're all doing shots because they have a limousine out there.
Right.
And it drives them around.
Right.
And it just gets weird.
Yeah. No, they have a great time.
Are they worse than bachelor parties?
Honestly, bachelor parties are a little bit easier because it's just simple shots,
yeah,
and it's just straight beer. And if things get wild, the guys are like, all right, we're done. We're out.
Okay. Because nobody wants to get arrested before the wedding.
Right.
But the bachelorette parties,
they have these little
sashes on them.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, and then their girlfriends are doing their best to get them hammered.
Yes. And cause drama. And cause
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Is it crying, fights?
All of it. All
really,
of it.
Really. Among their own party.
Yeah. And whatever strangers walk into it. Yeah.
Strangers just happen to be walking by.
Then they get pulled into
the
tornado.
They get pulled into the party, and then it gets bad. Gosh, that must have been a lot of fun.
Lots of nightmares,
of
fun.
That's the one I would think that would be, as soon as you see them walk in, eight girls, and they're going, and is it true? This is just an anecdotal thing for me. When a girl's arms go in the air and she goes, woo, woo, she's gone.
Most, yes. There's a couple of them that are just high energy people that if their arms go
in the air
good.
And you hear the woo, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, it means that's the last drink for that one.
Okay, all right. Thank you for your technical information
you just brought
to me right here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It really is a community bank. It is local. It's owned around here. It has local board of directors. They take care of our community and Anderson and Red Bluff. And they've been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with them. Four different branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
3, 2, 1, it's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Now, Alaska Airlines, imagine this. It's 112 degrees. It's been 112 degrees for a week. 108, 112. Want to get out of the heat. Hop onto Alaska Airlines, fly up to Seattle, get a car, head for the mountains, or take the Alaska cruise. All with just one stop, leaving from Redding. If that sounds like something you'd like to do, just go to alaskaairlines.com/Redding for some great deals. And how to get out of the heat, Alaska Airlines. Now, the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, have you ever noticed that when they want to pass something, they put this name on it? It's like the propositions in California. Safe streets and schools. That was Prop 47, my friends. That just emptied the prisons. Along with AB 109 and then Prop 57. They just emptied the jails. Enough so that they shutting down the Susanville prison. But see, it sounded good, and God bless the electorate. They don't read it. They read headlines. Oh, safe schools, yeah, that's let's vote for that one. Down in the second paragraph it says we're going to turn loose rapists and heavy-duty criminals that assault cops and other people and all these other people. I didn't read that part. Well, it doesn't really say that unless you read it. Anyway, so the Democrats, and I'll say this, it was the Democrats. It was 50 Democrats voting against, 50 Republicans. And they found Vice President Harris someplace, obviously not on the border, but found her. And she was not hiding on the border, trying to figure out what to do about that mess. No, she was doing something. Maybe she was talking about space. Space! Space is really cool! And she came in down and gave the final vote. So it was 51-50. And they passed the Inflation Reduction Act. What's that mean? Well, you remember when they said they would never raise taxes on people that made $400,000 or less? Well, not so fast. That depends on what you mean by raising taxes. What this does is, and I'm gonna read you from two different organizations, or I'm gonna paraphrase from two different news organizations. Senate Democrats, and this is from USA Today, and we know that they're have a tendency to, what's that word I'm looking for? Lean left? Lean is not the right word. They have taken three steps. They approved sweeping legislation on health care, climate, and taxes along a party-line vote. True. Includes record spending on, did you get that? Record spending on clean energy initiatives, measures to reduce prescription drug prices. Okay, let me just say this. I see in this bill, where the government has the now can go to the major pharmaceutical companies and they can bargain and they can drop the price of prescriptions. Okay? Why we haven't done that before, God knows. However, at the same time, if they don't want to play with the government or they don't want to meet the government's prices, the government can put a 95% tax on them. Well, what's that going to do? Measures to reduce prescription drug prices and a tax overhaul to ensure large corporations pay income tax. Every Democrat voted in support, every Republican against it. Senate Majority Leader Schumer, whom we trust totally, a defining legislative feat of the 21st century and the boldest climate package in U.S. history. The bill, which was dead until Joe Manchin from West Virginia said, okay, you got to cut out things. And because Manchin comes from an energy producing state, a coal producing state, there were some things that were just lopped right off the bill. This was kind of like the Build Back Better bill, light. Because nobody was going to pass that. Let me see. Senate majority or minority leaders that had a different view of the $739 billion package that would raise taxes on certain corporations while reducing the deficit by about $100 billion over the next decade. Of course, the CBO said, not so fast. The Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, looks at these things and said, not so fast, maybe a little. Senate Democrats are misreading American people's outrage as yet another reckless taxing and spending spree. They've already robbed American families once through inflation, and now their solution is rob American families a second time. Now, one of the things they're doing, the bill would allow Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices, long opposed by the pharmaceutical industry, and also extend Obamacare subsidies through 2025. As you know, has not been a big success at all. They're going to include $10 billion in tax credits to build electric vehicles, solar panels, and wind turbines. Okay, the money they're putting in here through tax credits and all that, they're propping up the electric vehicles, solar panels, and the wind turbines. It's like we forget what it cost to build an electric car. An electric car is nothing but a battery on wheels. That's it. It stores energy. Where does it get the energy? Well, it's not getting it from renewables. There's not enough. So they get their 40% of their energy comes from coal producing plants or coal fired plants. $9 billion, $7,500 tax credit rebates for consumers to buy electric vehicles, and $9 billion for energy-efficient home retrofits for low-income Americans. There are $20 billion for loans to support electric vehicle plants, $20 billion to assist farmers and ranchers with climate change. Now, I would like to see, maybe we can get Congressman Lamalfa or one of his people to talk about that. What does that mean? $20 billion to assist farmers and ranchers with climate change. We're having problems with water. We're having problems with one of the things they could do is take off all the restrictions, these stupid restrictions they have on ranchers and farmers, and make their lives easier so they can do what they're supposed to do and produce the beef and the pork and the crops that we need for our country. and then $30 billion for cities and states to transition utilities to clean energy. 15% corporate minimum tax, and beef up enforcement on Internal Revenue Service. Now, let's talk about that just for a second. Well, got to take a break. But when we come back, let's talk about what does that mean when they're kind of beefing up the Internal Revenue Service? Because you're going to love this. You're going to love what it means to when they say they're beefing it up. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV. And they've been doing it for over 30 years. Doug Tooley has had this company for 30 years. And there isn't a thing he doesn't know about dish. He has great deals, deals that you can only get here in Redding from Doug Tooley. I'm talking about, cost, different things that he offers on different forms of home entertainment, the cost of it, and he's keeping it low, and he's the guy that comes out and fixes it. If you don't call the 800 number, call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474 to see why Dish is America's reliable home entertainment solution. We have Dish. It's a veteran-owned business, and Doug Tooley knows what he's talking about. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
B&T Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit B&T Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35 And custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Man, I tell you what, Crackmaster Windshield Repair has saved so many windshields and helped so many people out over the last couple of decades. Jeff Wurst is the professional. He has high-quality workmanship there. He'll take that small, he'll take that chip that could turn into a crack, and he'll fix it in such a way that you can't even see it on your windshield. And he can fix chips or cracks up to 24 inches in length, save your windshield, and he doesn't take chances with your safety. That's the last thing he wants, is to have that windshield crack at the wrong time. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car or truck or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. It's a veteran-owned business. Now, the last record that Jimmy Buffett released was, it's got to be years ago, maybe decades.
Yeah.
And yet, when he tours, he fills up places. Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, he just totally, I mean, he fills them up. People come. They're called parrot heads. They, so a lot of them wear parrots on their heads. You know, so he's just been, and it was from that song right there, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's had several others. I've got a Jimmy Buffett best of. And he has some great, great music on that. But he hasn't, he just keeps touring. And he, when you read his story, he could have gone one of two different directions. He could have gone into the business world, or he just could have kept playing his music, which is what he did, and has become hugely successful. He's got the I think he's got his own vodka or tequila or
he's
something.
He's got it all,
brand
actually.
Or something
his
like
own
that.
Margarita brand too.
Margarita brand, that's what it is. Okay, now another part of the Inflation Reduction Act is funding for the IRS. Did you know that this bill will make the IRS larger than the FBI and State Department? And I also read larger than the Pentagon as far as people. They're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Now, that means that possibly we could have our own IRS agent.
You know, they do it right.
He's ours. Oh, hi. Carl, Linda, my name is Melvin. I was picked on in school. I went to a small college. I learned to count. And frankly, I don't like the military. And I think business owners cheat. And I am your IRS agent. And I'm going to be looking at everything you do, every piece of paper, every dollar that comes into your business. And I don't want to say that I know I'll find something, but I know I'll find something. So they want the IRS larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined. That's how big it is. Well, they're going to be targeting not just the wealthy, because they say, oh, look, we get these new agents, and we can bring in $247 billion. Yeah, by looking at those big businesses, those very rich people. Well, let me tell you, I know a lot of people who are not very rich that don't make anything close to $400,000. And the IRS still, you know, they get audited. So according to expert analysis, the IRS with 87,000 new agents to target Americans with $1.2 million new audits, more than half of which would be for people making less than $75,000 a year. Excuse me, I'm not sure that I'm crazy about that one part. Other people say, oh, no, well, this is to keep those nasty corporations from because they're not paying their taxes. Well, I think that corporations and, you know, you get your multimillionaires, that they're pretty used to being audited. Some people get audited every year just because of the amount of money they make or the business they're in. I can't help, though, think that 87,000 new ones aren't going to be looking for jobs. And they're going to be in departments that look at small businesses. They're talking about large businesses. Well, how about small business? A small business with anybody with 500 or less employees, which kind of seems like a large business to me. Not large, you know, like, but, you know, 500 employees or less. Oh, so if you've got a corporation here in town that has two or three different businesses and you may have like 200 employees, 250. Let's just look at Dutch Bros. They've got like 250 employees. So that's not considered, you know, the small business. You're getting down into micro business. The only reason I bring this up is because I heard Aaron talking about the number of employees they have. So now Aaron and Chris, they've got tax people and all the CPAs and all that things. But what it does is they're going to start looking at businesses to make sure that the small businesses are paying their just amount. At the same time, the government will take that money and turn around and send all of our taxes from 50 small businesses here in Reading and spend it for gender studies in Nigeria. I mean, that's where it's going. It doesn't come back to fix the roads around here. It goes to these weird places. And it really, that really torques my jaws. You know, my mom used to say it, and my mom grew up in the hills of Kentucky. They're not blood. I mean, she said that to me one time. They're not blood. And when she said that, and here's my sweet mother who, you know, was very nice, never, you know, a curse word would never leave her lips. She turned one day and I was talking about, people. They're not blood. Okay. So what she meant was they're not family. You take care of your family. Then you know, it's like a circle that goes out. Are we taking care of our family? Are the American citizens with what's going on? Not under this administration. Not under many administrations. We make more than enough money in this country to take care of ourselves, take care of our military, take care of everything. And yet we still find ways to squander more money. And our deficit is so ridiculous. and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But I'm sure those 87,000 new IRS agents are going to help that. We got to take a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to have Shasta College's president, Joe Watch, joining us.
I'm sailing away.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Democrats' $740 billion tax and spend bill has cleared its first congressional hurdle. The 50-50 Senate passed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, with Vice President Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. Republicans united in opposition to the bill, which analysts say will do nothing to ease inflation. Correspondent Ken Lorman says that Senate Minority Leader McConnell explained the GOP opposition in a tweet. McConnell writing that
Americans' priorities are crystal clear. Inflation, the economy, crime, and the border. His tweet continued, quote, but not one Senate Democrat would agree to take one dime out of their Green New Deal nonsense to cut inflation, fight crime, or secure the border.
The House to take up the bill on Friday. President Biden traveling today to Kentucky.
Recent storms created the worst flooding in Kentucky's history, causing severe damage and costing at least three dozen lives. The president will receive a midday briefing on the ongoing response. Later, he will view damage and visit families affected by the flooding.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The flood zone could get more rain this week, which the National Weather Service's John Pelton says could result in some scattered flash flooding.
This event at this point doesn't look like it'd be as widespread of an event as what we had at the end of July.
When the devastating floodwaters washed away homes and businesses, left 37 people dead. The guns have fallen silent. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Islamic Jihad is holding. It's been a deadly 3 days in Gaza, some of the worst violence between the two sides in at least a year. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 264 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 138, and the S&P is trading 33 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The UN Secretary General wants international inspectors to be granted access to Europe's largest nuclear plant being shelled by the Russians in Ukraine.
Antonio Guterres said that any attack to a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, and again he urged monitors to be allowed to enter this complex to carry out inspections. But for days we've been hearing from Ukrainian officials who say that the Russians have turned this nuclear complex into a military base, and they are using it to launch attacks against Ukrainian positions.
And that's the BBC's Hugo Bachega. Top negotiators in renewed talks aimed at reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal indicate they're optimistic about the possibility of reaching an agreement to impose limits on Tehran's uranium enrichment. The lead Russian negotiator tells reporters, "We stand 5 minutes or 5 seconds from the finish line, a few issues left to be resolved." News and analysis at townhall.com. An unusual, deadly DWI crash in Texas.
Police say four people riding in a golf cart have been killed when an allegedly intoxicated man driving an SUV ran a stop sign at an intersection in Galveston. Police say a 45-year-old man has been charged with four counts of intoxication manslaughter. Authorities do say after the SUV failed to stop, it struck a pickup, which then crashed into the golf cart. Two other people in the cart remain in critical condition. Jason Walker reporting.
A new charitable project hopes to invest $100 million in 10 countries, mostly in Africa, by 2030. The goal is to support 200,000 community health workers and serve as a crucial bridge to treatment for those with limited access to medical care. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBotlin is on assignment this morning. The day is going to be beautiful. Today is the 8th of August. It's 8:05 in the morning and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not go to a hospital that's rated A by the Leapfrog organization that rates every hospital in the United States through their statistics and looking at what those hospitals do. You might want to check out the hospitals in this area and find out what the grades are. And Shasta Regional, like I said, has an A rating. Nathan's here with the weather.
Morning.
Good morning, buddy. Got to hear all about, Nathan was like a career or a professional bartender, not like, not like standing behind your own bar and slopping alcohol over the place. No, you did regular stuff.
Yeah.
And got great insights into what happens in the bar since we just realized that Seamus O'Leary's is getting shut down. So, okay.
Weather today, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 67. Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 94. And Tuesday night is clear with a low around 63. Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 91. And Wednesday night is mostly clear with a low around 65. Thursday is sunny and hot with a high near 96. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 67. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 99. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 68.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Their customer service is just outstanding. They really do treat their customers as friends. Reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the president of Shasta College, Dr. Joe Weiss. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know what? It's Monday. And I actually got Friday off, so I'm ready this week. That'll be over tomorrow. Okay, and speaking of getting ready, you've got school starting next week.
Yeah, it's already time. It's hard to believe. God. Summer's wrapping up.
Well, you know what? I talked to my family. We talk once or twice a week. And I talked to my grandkids. And my granddaughter is starting back in college on August 10th. And my grandson starting back in high school, August 10th. That seems a lot. You know, I remember when I grew up, even though I may be a couple of years older than you.
I'm glad your memory still works.
Yeah, it still works. It's all that Marine training there. It was after Labor Day. You got off on Memorial Day weekend, and then you stayed gone until Labor Day weekend. But that's gone now, isn't it?
I guess that is, yeah. So I think it was that way when I was a young lad as well.
Yeah, I mean, you just got the whole summer off. And so, but things have been just shortened and shortened and shortened. On the other hand, she gets 6 weeks at Christmas. Yeah, yeah. Now, you give 6 weeks at Christmas.
No, I think we give about four. So
okay,
but right. We start a week later, so that helps.
So what do you do to get ready for this? I mean,
our staff is just going gangbusters, registering students, helping people, get their last minute class switches figured out, and we still have room for this fall classes. Do start August 15th, and we have people coming in every day and registering or doing it online. So there's just a lot going on, getting ready for fall, and the students are excited to be back. I'd say we're about 50-50 face to face and online. And prior to the
because you offer both.
Yeah, yeah, prior to the pandemic, we were a little over a third online. So we're getting closer back to where we were.
Okay,
and it's based on student demand where the students. Registering and enrolling, so that's where we're trying to meet what they want.
It's easier, I guess, if you have online classes. When you have an online class, you've got, it's like a Skype or a Zoom or something like that, right, where you're seeing the professor?
Sometimes, and other times it's all on the virtual classroom and the recorded lectures and the interactions like that. And with students I talk to, it really helps with the commuting, if they can do a mix of face-to-face and online. That's what I'm hearing a lot of. If I can just make it so it's two mornings a week or what have you, or two days a week where I'm coming out to the college, and then my work schedule is a lot easier for their jobs and that sort of thing.
I hear about these things that, we've got to make things easier, for students to go to college, and just, ad nauseum. And I'm sitting here because I am familiar with you and other university here, Simpson and other colleges, but it seems like we've made it so easy for people to go to school. I mean, no tuition. If
right.
Full-time student, no tuition at Shasta College and many other community colleges and
correct.
Other places.
Yeah.
No tuition. Online classes. I don't see how you can make it easier. And they're still talking about, we got to make it easier for people to get, to get to that next level. How do you make it easier than that, Dr. Weiss?
Yeah, I think we've made a lot of improvements in those things you mentioned over the last, 5-10 years. There's still, there are barriers in, I think, when it comes to family backgrounds. If you have parents who've never experienced or gone to college and don't, aren't able to have that experience to draw on to help you. That's an area where we try to provide support for first-time college goers because it's all foreign, it's all new. The federal financial aid application is still a long, kind of complicated form. The federal government, the IRS, makes things easier on all kinds of things, right? So when they have their federal student aid application, it must be just a quick one-pager. But no, it's a complicated
sort of thing. We're going to have 87,000 more people to help you in the IRS. They're out there. We're here to help. I was just wondering about that. So how many?
So it's providing that kind of assistance to help not have people give up when they come into a roadblock. So.
Well, how many first time do y'all keep statistics? I don't know, maybe you don't. How many first time college, the first person to go to college? I was the first person in my family to go to college, and my sister was right behind me.
I think we're around.
They've all gone. All of our kids have gone since then.
Yeah, I think we're around 40-50%. It could be a little bit more. So quite a few of our students are the first in their family to pursue higher education. And so it's exciting. We love helping those students. We love hearing those stories.
And you want a success story there.
And we want to help them be successful. Yeah.
Now, does that include the vocational groups too?
I was just lumping roughly everybody.
Everybody in that. Okay.
And we had about 8,000 students enrolled last spring. So,
how many?
About 8,000.
Wow.
So it's, we serve quite a large chunk of our community every semester.
How many people do you get from out of our area here, would you say?
There's not a lot. We look at it a little bit more of out-of-state non-residents because there we do charge higher fees. The state does.
The
families aren't paying taxes. They have to pay the cost.
Sure.
We probably have 200-300 at most out of states people or international students, just a few international students.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Dr. Joe Weiss. He's the superintendent, president of Shasta College. And he's not a – I don't want you to think this is a real – He is not your typical, like you see in the old movies, college president. He doesn't sit up in his office and pontificate about things. And this is a hands-on kind of guy. So this portion of the show brought to you by a state grant, another hands-on guy, Mike Huber. And Mike Huber has been redesigning kitchens and building kitchens and bathrooms in different parts of people's homes for over two decades. He just does wonderful work. If you want to see examples of it, man, just come over to the house sometime, look at our kitchen. Or you could go into and enjoy the store where he did all the counters in there, or just look at our table right here that we use in our station every day. A piece of slate that weighs 400 pounds, cut so that we could put all of our equipment in there. And as big as this table is, as heavy as this table is, one person can move it around easily just by the way it's designed. That's the kind of work that Mike Huber does. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE. He works by appointments only. Learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is our jewelry store of choice, and it has been for close to 15 years. They made our wedding rings for us. They've got a full selection of anything you can imagine, from estate jewelry through Native American to specially designed pieces, all at Four Winds Jewelry. Fair prices, really nice people down there. They're open Monday through Friday. I'm here with Dr. Joe Weiss, the president of Shasta College, and Peter Griggs is here too, who is the one that sets these things up all the time. And
morning, Carl.
Good morning, Peter. And how are you?
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having us out.
You bet. Toward the end of summer, so Shasta College is starting up next week.
Yes, we are. August 15th.
August 15th. Your graduation in May. You know, the year before, it was kind of so much gauche.
Yeah, it was kind of
because of COVID.
Not as fun the year before, but it was back to a regular graduation. We had a great time. We had over 400 students came out for graduation.
Oh, that's great.
And great. The crowd was...
The Memorial
Stadium was full. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We've been noticing things like that, and now that people are just want to go someplace. But here's a chance. I mean, this is a big thing in a person's life.
Yeah, it was a really fun celebration. We had a great turnout, and really love. This is my favorite day of the year. It's graduation day.
Do you get to meet parents of the students that you've come to know?
We do a little reception afterward, and mm-hmm. have cookies and that sort of thing in the quad, and get to mingle and meet some of the folks, and it's really a fun time.
Well, you get to be the nice guy and walk around there.
Well, that's fun when you get to be the nice guy.
Yeah. So who's your hammer?
Who's my hammer? Wow. I've got several in my toolbox.
Okay. I'm just wondering. You know, the XO and
I've got Peter here for the hard questions.
So. Well, I'm talking about being tough on it. You know, come in there and say, we are going to change the way this is being done. See, we had XOs like that, executive officers. So the commanders, battalion commanders, regimental commanders like this, they could be Mr. Nice Guy. Oh, well, let me talk to the XO. That type of thing. I was just wondering if you had one of those. But y'all had summer school.
Yeah, summer was pretty good. We were up about 5-6% from last summer, getting more students back, and that's good. We want to hopefully keep that continuing into next year. And
there's not everything is open during summer school. I mean, all the different classes.
No, it's probably about 10% of a regular term's offering.
Okay.
And there are certain programs that we don't have in the summer, like nursing, that's a summer's off for nursing, or the firefighting program and those sorts of things. But we'll have things like, you know, welding and other courses like that. And then regular courses, tends to be quite a few online courses because of a lot of students have their summer jobs and they, you know, want to maybe get a little ahead for their next year or their high school students, and they're coming in and enrolling and getting a head start in college, and we really like having the summer offerings we have.
You know, the big thing that Shasta College has, you get a number of grants coming in.
Yeah, we've been really, really happy and pleased and with our success rates in those grants.
Well, I tell you what, the big one is the logging grant.
Yeah, we just got I think it's the fourth major grant. We just found out last week that we were awarded the state foundation. There's a foundation for California Community Colleges for mm-hmm. all 72 districts, 116 colleges, and they landed a major grant, 20-some million dollars, and we're getting a sub-award out of that of over $3 million to expand and build upon our heavy equipment logging certificate and operation program. So we're really very, very pleased to have that news. I think Peter's got a press release that's going out today.
It is, yes.
Okay. So, and what this does is you all went out and bought state-of-the-art logging heavy equipment.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing when you look at, we have over $1.5 million of new equipment. And, you know, it's a little different than it used to be, I think. People think logging, I got to go out, and it's only chainsaws, outside, hot work. A lot of the work's in these air-conditioned, heavy
It's like your other heavy equipment. GPS on it. It's got music being piped in. You're serious, and you're sitting in a comfortable seat, and it's air-conditioned, and it's easier to maneuver.
And we also have been able to get some state-of-the-art simulators that students can practice on as well. If we have enough students, then there's demand, and everybody can get on the equipment all the time, or it's inclement weather or that sort of thing. So
how does if a person's going through your lumber or your forestry program here, what happens when they graduate from this?
Well, what's really exciting to me is that it's not just, hey, come and play around on the campus and move stuff around.
Right.
Because of the great partnership with Sierra Pacific and some of the logging companies and forest management companies in the area, we actually have an outdoor classroom up in the mountains through partnership with Sierra Pacific, and they can actually go out there and cut trees and load them, and then the logs get taken down, and we teach the truck driving as well. And
yeah, that's right, because you've got the what is it, commercial CDR.
Right.
And the also, is it CDR? Commercial drivers, CDL?
CDL.
CDL, I think.
You have that you're training people to be able to get the equipment to a site. Do you have that piece of equipment that takes a log, picks it up, and literally strips all the branches off it?
Yeah, that's an attachment on the back of a major piece of equipment.
Yeah.
So it has the saw blade, cuts the tree off. And
yeah, it cuts it off, and it turns it over, and then it cuts all the branches off. And then now you've got all of them in one
and cuts
pile.
It to the right lengths.
Yeah, and then cuts. Yeah,
and then the skidder to skid them out, and the loader to load them up on the trucks.
Yeah. I have a friend that I'm going up there to start grinding stumps because he got hit with a fire. And this stump grinder, you send it over. You're holding a remote in your hand. You could be sitting in a chair, and you send it from stump to stump, and it goes over, grinds it down. You back it up, take it over to the next stump. So you're not, you know, like the old ones where you stood there and you beat that thing to death. And now you can just kind of like, oh, this is much better.
But, I mean, there's a lot of investment going in from the state and the feds on forest management, not just right.
Finally.
So, you know, I just drove over to Whiskey Town, and I drove over to Lassen recently, and you see the work being done on the edge. I just went up to Burney Falls, and it's good to see some of that managing happening.
Well, I drove up to Mammoth last year, and it was amazing to see, because I've been railing for years, as we all are, about clearing out the underbrush and burnt trees and all this, and it was probably private land, and they had just taken care of that. And so, I mean, it must have been, we saw several miles of them.
There's
of
a
them
need
doing
for,
that.
For trained labor for that.
Absolutely.
And we're really excited to be a part of helping find solutions to that.
Okay. And just staying on here for the next couple minutes on your vocational. Now, so you're offering not just this new timber or logging program, which, by the way, pays a good wage when you're out there.
Yes, it does.
A very good wage. But you've also, of course, still have your diesel, the diesel mechanics or diesel technicians, welding.
Automotive. And really our advanced manufacturing is really an exciting facility with the computer controlled lathes and milling machines, but also the old-fashioned way. We have teach both methods because not all employers have the brand new equipment, right?
Right. So you have to show them how to use the old lathe.
And yeah. And then I think the students kind of enjoy the computer-controlled lathe and milling machine, and then they realize, okay, now I watch it work. But it's kind of fun to do the hands-on manipulation of the old machines and learn how to do that.
Sure.
As well. Well,
you got to know how to do that because, like you said, not everybody has the newest technology, but it's good to be able to be trained on it.
Right.
Okay, I'm here with the president of Shasta College, Joe Weiss, Dr. Joe Weiss, and we're talking about the things that are going on there. The school's starting on the 17th.
15th.
I'm sorry, on the 15th. So everybody should be you're in that last second. I want that class. I need to change this class. I don't like that professor. Professor doesn't like me. Does that ever happen?
Oh, I'm sure it never happens.
It never happens. Okay. Especially when you were teaching. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I tell you what, Judy Maxwell is such a fine lady. She started her company back in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans this entire time. She's broken her company into two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks with all this craziness going on, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walk down by the Buckeye Creek. Froggy the goggle eye bee. Hear that west wind whistling through the east.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed like business cards, invitations, don't go online. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. And we use Minuteman Press, and he's been nothing but great working with Steve Clark, including we just got a new pop-up tent with KCNR all over it. Took us 13 years to do that. But now we're going to have that right there. We got shirts that says KCNR all over them. We got it all from Minuteman Press. And, you know, fair price, very fair prices. They're local business. Don't call the 800 number. Call Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. We're here with Dr. Joe Weiss, who is president of Shasta College. They're starting back up on the 15th. We're talking about some of the grants that y'all have gotten that have it's helping people. Of course, the big logging grant to teach students profession using the newest equipment so they're not out there with chainsaws and mules moving logs around.
Yeah, we haven't got any mules with that grant yet.
That's too bad. But now, you know, Measure H passed.
2016.
Gosh, it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, what are you using that for? I mean, the whole thing was to enhance our education. Yeah,
yeah, so we've built some new facilities, and then we're moving into the remodeling phase. So some of the new things that have been completed have been, you know, the Veterans Center on the main campus and a new building at the Tehama campus down in Red Bluff with also a Veterans Center located in there.
Why is a Veterans Center important?
The Veterans Centers are important because it provides this space for veterans that's, you know, kind of, if you're coming back more recently from service and maybe you're, and I think, you know, a lot of people have experienced this. These other people in my classroom don't understand what I've been through.
Well, no, you're 22 years old. You've had, or 22, 23, 24, you've had two combat tours. You've seen the senior side of life. You've had to do things for 4, 5, 6 years. And you get put into a class with 18-year-olds.
So it's kind of a place to be able to go and either meet others and talk, or just we have quiet rooms, there's study rooms where you can just kind of get away. And then our extra services, because those veterans benefits are great, but, you know, you got to stay on top of them and not be dropping the class or that sort of thing that affects your veterans benefits. So we have the staff in there to help support our veteran students.
And you'll hear giggling in there because they get in there and compare. I can promise you that. Oh, which class are you taking? I'm taking that one. Oh, hey, did you hear what they said in there the other day? Because people relate to things they know about.
Right.
So, okay. It is important, and I'm very pleased that you dedicated a portion of that and land for a new veteran center. Well, two of them, two new veteran centers. They're so important to our veterans.
And then another major thing we completed is completed three phases out of four is our public safety training grounds, and just added a new fire prop there, fire behavior prop. Just got done this summer, and so we're really excited for that program to have state-of-the-art facilities. And it serves more than just our program. It serves the community for continual training for the firefighting agencies in the area. And a new computer information systems building came online this last year. So we got some of that new stuff going. But, you know, now we're entering the more painful phase because we're going into the remodeling of older facility phase. And so that's a little more painful because we got to displace people for a couple of years while the remodel happens and get them back in. So our library right now is the main project getting done over the next 24 months.
So it's library, 24 months. Classrooms, but is it also living spaces out there or not?
Not at this point. We're okay. Looking into that possibility, but, yeah, not right now.
Okay, so yeah, so everybody has to live through that.
The really good part, though, is we've been able to land outside state matching funds and some other resources where we've augmented the local tax bond by over close to $30 million now. And so that's been a really great thing to help us complete more projects.
You know, I've been kind of tongue in cheek about the IRS in a way, but paying taxes. See, if I knew that all my taxes were going to something like this, my taxes went to build that veteran center. You know, I get a letter, Carl and Linda Bott, your taxes went to build a new veteran center on Shasta College. Whew, I'm okay with that one. Oh, by the way, not quite all. I'm sorry. But no, I mean, see, when we talk about taxes, we're like, oh, God, I'm on taxes. We can't forget that a lot of our taxes go, or some of our taxes go, to great things that will further our community, like you all at Shasta College.
Yeah, so we're working very hard to be good stewards.
Sports. Starting up.
Yeah, they're starting back up. I was seeing some of our football team on campus when I drove through, actually yesterday. And it's exciting to see the sports back in action. And we're going to have the full slate this fall.
Football, basketball.
Volleyball.
And,
we actually now, they changed the rules a few years ago so we can have some, you know, fall. Spring sports can do practices and a few competitions in the fall. So there's usually baseball and softball, you know, doing things and, you know, not regular season stuff, but preseason sorts of things. And so it's a lot of good things happening there.
Remember when I told you my granddaughter got almost 6 weeks at Christmas? You know why? Because of football players. They travel and they've got games. And they don't get time off. And so the university gives that big block of time for all the football players to be able to go home and spend time with their families. And there may be other esoteric reasons, but that's the big reason. Because and if they go to a bowl game, that just, you know, cuts it down too. So, but that's why they get so much time at Christmas, was to let the athletes go home because they can't, you know, they very few athletes in New Mexico, at New Mexico State, come from New Mexico. Let's just put it that way. So, what kind of team are we going to have this year?
Oh, I think we're going to have a great team. Of course. What else do you expect me to say, Carl?
Oh, it's going to be undefeated.
Our football team is, there's actually two divisions, basically, kind of the upper and lower divisions in the community colleges, and we were doing so well, kind of dominating in that lower division, they pushed us up into the higher division about 2 years ago. So we've been adjusting, and we've been, playing the tougher teams, and we've been holding our own, I think. And so I'm really looking forward to this year. We've got a great staff in our football program.
And we'll have the athletic department come on out here in the next month or
two. That's good, because, your athletes have been, they're very good representatives of Shasta College. I don't ever see any have any problems with them. Nothing makes the news. Doesn't mean you don't have problems, but still.
Our coaches work pretty hard.
And you you want them to graduate.
Well, they are
obviously.
Student athletes.
They are.
Yeah.
So student athletes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no, our coaches, our athletic program is phenomenal in working with the athletes to work with them on their academics as well as placing them if they want to go on and move on to signing with another university.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Shasta College and Dr. Joe Weiss, who, of course, is the president, and Peter Griggs, who handles all of their public relations. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Ware Barbershop, where I'm heading down today because my hair has not only touched my ears, but now is trying to grow into it. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going for 15 years because I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Are loaded and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with a Table Games Giants giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Turtle Bay, with all the great exhibits they're having and all the new things that are happening. And, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center in with the latest of what's happening over at Shasta Regional will be our guest. Today we have with us Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College, and Peter Griggs, who's in charge of all of their outreach over there, public affairs, media, calls down and tells them Carl's coming down to buy a Christmas tree. So,
hey, we've got our Christmas tree farm coming up again this year.
Whoa. So. I tell you what, and I will just say this right now before we get into more important things. It was the most beautiful tree that Linda and I have had in 15 years of being together. I mean, people looked at it and they said, is that fake? It was one of those that was, it just looked good.
Well, and the Ag Leadership kids do a phenomenal job.
No, and then they bagged it. And
Yeah. Well, and it's just a great family time.
It is. It is a great time. Dr. Weiss, people wanting to go, because we talk about free tuition for full-time students, first-time full-time students. But that's not all that it costs to go to school. And so you've got financial programs there. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, our financial aid staff work really hard with students to work through. I was mentioning those awful forms the federal government has you fill out at, for the FAFSA.
I remember for my, for the My veterans education part there. I mean, you have to have people in the office that understand what this means.
But we got people to help, and we award somewhere around $18 million to $20 million a year in Pell Grants, which is grants, not loans,
right?
To help students get through college. And we have, I think it's somewhere around 5,000 or 6,000 students. Somewhere around 5,000 or 6,000 students are helped that way. And
wow,
we've got other the states.
Now those Pell Grants go from, is it all the same amount, or is it like, is it based on your income or?
It's income driven, but it's somewhere around a little over 6,000 a year. I think they just upped it for some cost of living, and you got to be full time student, if I remember right, and
yeah.
At least. And then if you have disability, it can be 9 units, I think.
Okay.
And so there's different rules involved, and they'll help navigate all of that. And then there's state financial aid, and they just increased some of those awards that are available. And so that's good to know that there's Cal Grants available. Those, it's usually good to apply early, and be planning ahead. So there's all kinds of opportunities, and we really work hard to get as much financial aid to our students as possible.
Are students still buying books, or are they online now?
It's a mix. So there are books are still a major expense for a lot of programs.
Oh, yeah.
But we have some faculty working on what's called open educational resources. It's kind of online stuff in lieu of textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a bit of work to arrange classes, and certain classes it doesn't work as well for. But we're really have some money now that has come in, and we're going to really work on expanding those opportunities.
Well, I just would find it because, you'd buy 10 books and, trying to keep them safe for a whole semester, which I could do because I never opened them. But
they were good paperweights for you. So.
And I would sell them right before finals because I was usually out of money then. But having them on a computer, you still have to buy it, but being able to get it on a computer where you would seem like it would be very helpful.
And also the bookstore that we contract with, Follett, they have rental, which is less expensive than purchase.
Oh, that's right. You can rent books.
So there's ways around those expenses, making them a little less.
But the Pell Grants help and all that to help that cost.
So there's a lot available.
Can you get through 2 years without owing money at the end?
Oh, here at Shasta College you can, yeah. Other colleges maybe not. But,
yeah.
But you plan right and you do it well, and we're there to help. And then we also have internal scholarships that people can apply for, continuing scholarships. We've awarded, our foundation awarded something like $200,000 in scholarships last year. A lot of that was to continuing students to help them finish, make sure they finish. That's sort of an approach. So we're proud of that, too.
And you have a whole section that is to move people from Shasta College into other universities to get their final 4 years.
Oh, yeah. We have agreements with several UCs and where they're called transfer admission guarantees that students mm-hmm. can sign up for. We have staff to help them do that. There's a lot of degrees that are called ADTs, Associate Degree for Transfer, and you complete those, and you're guaranteed junior status at CSU in that field. An admission spot. So, that's a really great program because hey, I'm just going to take these classes and then try to transfer, and then, oh no, half my classes didn't transfer, that sort of thing. It takes away that problem. So.
Yeah, and that can be if you go to schools and you find out that you don't.
Or you decide to switch schools at the last minute you want to transfer to.
Yeah.
Oh, that school doesn't take those classes. You know, all that confusion. So
right.
It's really a helpful pathway.
You mentioned earlier you had a program from cradle to what? Cradle to graduation? Or
cradle to career.
Yeah,
we had Dr. Kevin O'Rourke come in and talk about our North State Together efforts. And that's something that Shasta College has been instrumental in partnering with all of the other North State. In fact, it just expanded. I don't know if Dr. Wise wants to talk about that just quickly. We got a grant to expand that effort.
Yeah, that was one of the grants we received this spring was our North State Together effort, and it started through the generosity of McConnell Foundation, really focused on the five counties up north here, Shasta, Tehama, Trinity, Siskiyou, and Modoc. And now this new grant through the state, we're able to add five more counties and really help each county have its own group working on the problems that they think they can help fix,
mm-hmm.
and that be kindergarten readiness, having more focus on third grade reading levels or eighth grade math scores or graduation rates. All the different things that are indicators of students being successful later in life. Trying to work on improving those metrics. And so we provide the help, some of the data and research, and they get to customize and do the work and learn from each other, learn from different counties. Oh, that county's been really working on that problem and found these things help and that sort of thing. So it's a really an exciting thing to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really grateful to McConnell. And then the state funded these major grants, and we were able to expand. So
we got about 3 minutes left. So what do you want people to remember?
Well, we've talked a lot about a lot of things today. But
yeah.
A couple of things we didn't mention. Of course, we keep talking about classes starting this fall. But we always have a good number of options of classes that start a couple weeks later into the term. We have a number of classes that are 8 week long, half-term courses, and then they start another batch of classes in the second half of the term.
Mm-hmm.
So there's multiple kind of opportunities for people to jump in. You don't have to wait till spring if you don't start on the 15th. So that's something to be aware of and to know about.
What about those, like some of us, that say, oh, you know what, I'd like to learn how to do that. And so really we're only taking, like, horticulture classes.
Oh yeah, we'll have
any problem with that?
We'll have people that. I mean, the hard part is you still got to go through and become a student. Fill out all those forms the state requires us to have you do. But there's a lot of opportunities for that, and we have quite a few people. I mean, I think of horticulture or welding, or some of those things where people want to take a class to start learning, and then they get a little hooked on this learning bug again, and maybe finish a certificate or that sort of thing over time.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. How long have you been? It's been, what, six, seven?
This will be my 12th year.
As president?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting old
there.
Like, I'm getting old like you, Carol.
Yeah, no, you'll never be old like me. This body. This body's got scars you hope you never get, okay? Every night you should pray, I don't want the scars that Carl Bott has. Okay?
I'll add that to my
prayers. Add that to your prayers right at the end right there. So thanks so much again for being here. And I tell you what, Shasta College is such a great part of our community. And we talk about the Christmas trees and all this, but every month you all come in here with a different group of people that, and with students that obviously love what they're doing. And the different things that the different classes and all that, if you haven't taken a look at their classes out there, you might want to do that. You know, you might find something that, oh yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, come out, walk around, talk to our counselors. We're there to help and figure out what it is that we can provide to you.
And veterans, if you're looking, you know, you're back and you say, you know what, maybe I want to change jobs. You got good deals out there, and your GI Bill, in many cases, will pay for all these things. And so, yeah, get online out there with them. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And again, tomorrow, Shasta Regional and Turtle Bay. Everybody have a good day. It's, the heat is not out there, but it is still hot enough. God bless America.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.